Remember, work on the toxins one at a time. When we begin to terminate the toxin, that means we're going to put a stop to them. What it doesn't mean is that you're never going to experience a toxin again. I can't promise you that. I say to people all the time, I go back and read my book myself, and I wrote it. I still struggle at times with fear, with worry, with anxiety, and I wrote the book. But I know what the process is to stop those toxins where they start, and that's what we're going to do now. Stop it when it starts so that it doesn't spiral down to places that God never intended you to be. So we're going to read, John, I'm sorry, when I lean down, I get louder. I get closer to the mic. We're going to go back to the Samaritan woman, and we're going to read about her. Let's see, we're going verse 25 through 28. So he tells her about the Holy Spirit. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to work inside of us, miraculous things can happen. Miraculous things can happen. So after Jesus told the Samaritan woman about the Holy Spirit living in her, she said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming, and when he comes, he will explain everything to us. She knew the scripture. She knew the word of God. But she wasn't living it out because there was a separation from God because she wasn't allowing his Holy Spirit. She didn't know about his Holy Spirit working in and through her. And so when she said that, I know that he is coming, Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Boom. It's like a light bulb went off in her head. The power of the words of I am the Christ. I am the promise that you've been looking to. Because all the Jews were looking for the Messiah coming, but not all of them saw him. This is a Samaritan woman. She was not a Jew. But she knew that that Messiah was coming, and now here he is standing with her. And her, I believe, that with him opening up of that invitation of come to me and I will give you living water. I will give you the Holy Spirit. That when he said that I am he, it was like a light bulb moment went off for her. It was a realization of who God was. And once we accept that invitation of Jesus into our lives, and I don't know where everybody is in this room in their faith. I don't know if you truly believe in all this, but what I want you to know is it's worth believing in. Amen. Jesus was sacrificed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. He took the penalty for what we should have. The word deserve. I deserve a free moment. I deserve a break. I deserve dessert. That's usually my go-to. I deserve. But what do we truly deserve? We deserve separation from Christ because of our sin. But we don't have to live in that separation. We can have the realization of who Jesus is. Invite him into our lives and live with the Holy Spirit living within us so that miraculous things can happen in and through our lives. And that, if there's anyone today that wants to talk about that, I will sit and talk with you for quite a while about that. Because a life with Jesus is such a beautiful, beautiful experience. Not only do we get eternity with him, we can live with him in our lives every day now in that freedom and peace that he desires. So when she had the realization, then the disciples returned and were surprised to find Jesus talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want or why are you talking with her? Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town. And I'm going to stop there. Because when the woman had the realization of who Jesus was, and she accepted the invitation of the Holy Spirit and Jesus into her life, she couldn't contain it. She left her water jar at the well, which is the thing that she brought to the well to retrieve what she needed that day, water, to sustain her life and whoever else was living in her household. And she left that behind because now she had living water. She had accepted Jesus into her life and she couldn't contain it. And I want to ask you, what do you need to leave behind? What do you need to leave at the altar? What is it that God is speaking to you right now? And what toxin do you know that you need to leave behind? When we talk about terminating the toxin, after we've determined the toxin and evaluated the toxin, we're moving from deception into truth. We're replacing a lie with a truth. The deceptions we have are we're not good enough. We're not valuable enough. We can't be forgiven for what we've done in our past. I'm not a good mom because my child walked away from Jesus. It's a tough one for me. I was going to speak to Baseball Wives in Orlando during spring training one year. And my son, who was on fire for Jesus in high school to the point we were living in Boston, to the point that we had to sit him down and be like, dude, you gotta slow down. Like, you are beating people with the truth. And that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to love people through it. He went to college. He chose a college because of their Christian beliefs. And he was playing baseball. There goes baseball again. Always haunting us in our family. He was playing baseball, and the head coach had won him over because of scripture, over doorways and Bible studies. And then when the door shut, that coach turned into the F-bomb king. He was cheating on his wife. My son started doubting. See where our emotional toxins can come in. They can separate us from Christ, some more severely than others. I was driving to that speaking engagement in Orlando. It's quite a few years ago now. My phone rang and it was my son. And he had left the school he was at. He had graduated undergrad in 3 years, had redshirted a year, so he had 2 years of eligibility left. So he went to a different school. And that school, there was a philosophy professor there that he met, and she started courting him intellectually. Not physically, intellectually. And he called me, he goes, Mom, I just wanted to tell you, I know you're busy, I know you're on your way, but I wanted to tell you I don't believe in Jesus anymore. I'm not even sure I believe in God anymore. I almost had an accident on I-4 because I was crushed. And guess what I was going to talk to those women about? Parenting. How much more crushed can you get than your child calling you and telling you that he doesn't believe in Jesus anymore and probably doesn't believe in God? But it's okay, Mom, you go speak. How do you do that? How do you honestly get in front of people and say, this is how you parent godly children when you have a child that's not godly anymore? You know how you do it? By the Holy Spirit filling you. And I get goosebumps now thinking about it. Because I would not have survived that time with him being so radically unbelieving if I didn't have Jesus. Deception can take us to places that God never intended us to be. It can take your children to places that he never intended them to be. It can take your husbands to places that God never intended them to be. With this process, I do believe that we can release those emotional toxins before they spiral to places that God never intended. The three main toxins that we talked about: fear, doubt, shame, and guilt. And I have scripture, because what we're going to do, and I'm going to go ahead and preface this, we're not going to do it right now, but we are going to do a physical activity, if you can. If you cannot, we will accommodate you to get your toxins. We're going to put a cross up here, just below here. There's going to be a wooden cross. They're going to give you these sticky notes, and you're going to write your toxin on it, bring it to the cross, and leave it. And then as you leave, you're going to get scripture cards that are going to replace that toxin. And it is a practical act of getting up and moving, but I am going to tell you, It is amazing to watch the movement of God during this physical activity of doing this, of literally leaving your toxin at the cross and walking away with a scripture, if you allow it to be. And I'm going to challenge you. I have seen this in the Dominican Republic change the entirety of the women that are there. Not because of anything I do, but what Jesus does and what you allow him to do. Being vulnerable in these situations. All right, the scripture cards that you're going to get when you leave, one is for fear. When we have fear start, we take hold of it immediately, stop it. I know that scripture tells us to capture our thoughts. That's what determining the distraction is. That's capturing your thoughts. What we're doing in terminating them is we're stopping them when they first begin. And I'm so bad at these slides today because I haven't done slides while I've been down in the Dominican. And here we are. Fear. The scripture that we're going to replace it with, when we stop that, when it first starts, if we have a scripture that we can immediately terminate it with, that is how we move into the freedom and peace that God desires for us. Fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And that's the New King James Version. For power, the power of the Holy Spirit. Love, the love of Christ. And he's given us a sound mind. You're not crazy, my friend. You're not insane. You are not ruled by your depression. You are not ruled by your anxiety. You're not ruled by your fear. When we turn it over to Jesus and we have a replacement scripture. Doubt. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. And this is one that we hear a lot, right? All of these scriptures we hear a lot, but when we think of them as a replacement for a deception, slide again. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not a little piece. Not just one little piece of your heart, or I'm just going to trust in God in my marriage, but I'm not going to trust with my kids. I'm going to trust in God for my house, but I'm not going to trust in God for my fear. I'm not going to trust in him for my doubt. Trust with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, because what have we learned? Our understanding is based in emotional toxins. We're stopping that. In all your ways. Again, not a little way, not a bit of this or a bit of that. In the Dominican, they call it un chin. Un chin. Just a little bit. Un chin. Not just un chin. All submit to him. And submission, oh my gosh, I don't know about y'all. Submission was the hardest thing for me as a Christian. Because in my family, when you submitted, you got walked on like a rug. You got feet wiped over you. That was submission. When you showed a weakness, they jumped in on it. But with God, we can trust him. He loves you so much, more than you could ever understand. Submit to him, and he will make your path straight, not spiral. He will make your path straight. Shame and guilt. Shame and guilt. I read this one before we started. Romans 8, 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. When you have Christ in your heart, here we go with the slides again. I'm sorry. I'm failing at the slides. No, I'm joking. When you have Jesus in your heart, you can overcome shame and guilt. Because when we carry shame, we carry guilt. When we carry guilt, we carry shame. We can overcome that. We can live out the freedom and the peace that God desires. Fear says, what if? God says, even if. Doubt says, I can't. But God says, I can. Shame says, I'm not worthy. God says, you are my child. Guilt says, I am unforgivable. God says, you're already forgiven. You're already forgiven. All right, I'm going to have the women come up and put the cross here and then give out the sticky notes to you, because this is what we're going to do. I want you to pray about it first. Write down a toxin that you want to leave at the cross today, that you want to begin leaving behind so that you can walk in freedom. They're going to hand out the sticky notes. Write the toxin on. And I'm going to ask you guys I told you I'm a process and order person. If you guys can come up this far right side for you guys, all of you, if you'll just come around that way and then come up here, leave your toxin. The girls are going to stand over here with the scripture cards. You will get one each of the scripture cards and then walk down the outer, and you can come back up the middle and sit, whatever you want to do. But that just makes the flow better and it runs smoother. So bring your toxin to the altar and take God's word with you. And like I said before, this is a process, a physical process, but I want you to look at it as a spiritual process also. Don't worry about what the person beside you is writing. Don't worry about if they see what you're writing. Just write the toxin on the sticky note. And then as you're ready, start heading this way. And you can write more than one, but try to focus on one that you want to overcome today. Fear, doubt, or guilt, or shame. Oh, that must be hers. It must have been under my Bible. Put those there. You can. If you want to do all three toxins, you can. I'm not going to hold you back from any of them. But if there's one that you really feel the Lord has put on your heart the deepest, focus on that one and bring it to the cross and leave it behind. So, do you have the scripture cards? Okay. You can just stick it right on the cross or lay it on the ground, whichever one. And the girls are going to have the scripture cards. One of each card. Do you have another person that can help you with the other? Yeah, she'll help you. All right. Take time to say a prayer as you're walking up, as you're leaving the toxin behind. My prayer for you is that as you walk up in this physical act, that God is helping you to release the toxins. Take them out of the box. Yeah. It's sort of dealing like cards. And as you bring it to the cross, physically putting it there, remind yourself that this is the end of the toxin, that you're replacing it with the truth that God is giving you. And what I want you to do as you release these toxins, I know it's a long process. There's a lot of people here. Bear with us. We'll get through. As you work through this process and you're taking the thought and stopping it in the beginning, the cards are a representation of the toxins that you're replacing. Keep them in front of you as you work through each of these toxins. Again, I'm going to remind you, fear says, what if? God says, even if. When our what ifs overwhelm us, we replace it with God is there even if things happen. When we doubt and say, I can't, our replacement is our Almighty God can. When shame overwhelms us in saying, I'm not worthy, remind yourself that you are a child of God. When the lie of guilt tells you that you're unforgivable, remember that you're already forgiven. And if you're sticking, if the cross is full, just put yours over someone else's because you're leaving it behind. And I am going to tell you that after we're done, I do take these sticky note hearts and put them in a Ziploc bag. And I write what the event is that I have spoken at for those hearts. And I pray over them. I pray that they are left behind. I carry them for you, for Jesus. In a bag of forgiveness and power and love. And some of these hearts will fall off the cross, not off of Christ, off the cross, and that's totally fine. Is there anyone in here that wasn't able to walk up with their toxin and leave it on the cross? Anyone else that was not able to bring their toxin to the cross? That you're still in the process, but anybody that's sitting that wasn't able to? You know what we're going to do? I'm going to turn it around. And some are falling off. That's fine.
That's what I said. It's God working.
It is God working. I think symbolically, when the hearts fall off the cross, for me, it's seeing that God's already in the works of what's going on. So just stick it up there and move on. Don't stay stuck. And thank you for your patience as you make your way up here to put your heart. Just gives you more time to pray and to make your way up. Hey, if it doesn't stick, it doesn't stick. It's God releasing it already. What? No, nothing to be sorry for. This is part of the process. This is just part of the process of this physical action that is truly a spiritual renewal. If we take the time to understand what we're leaving behind and what we're carrying with us, that is where the freedom and peace come. I know, isn't it cool? It's so beautiful to see all of you. It really is. And to see what God's doing among you. I know, but it's such a beautiful thing. As they fall off, I see a few hearts falling off and puddling. And that to me is just a movement of God already. It's symbolic. It's symbolic, but for me, it's like a refreshing of the spirit. There's a refreshment of that emotional toxin that you're leaving here that are staying. That are stopping when you first think of them and replacing it with the scripture as you get the three scripture cards. And these three scripture cards, one is for fear, one is for doubt, and one is for shame and guilt. Keep those at hand. As you're releasing the emotional toxins, you want to have the scripture at hand. It's fine. And I'm going to tell you guys, one of the coolest things about this act of moving through is those of you that I see back in your seats, you look a little more joyful than you did before you came up here. Honestly, it is like, that's why I say it is symbolic what we're doing and it's practical what we're doing. But what we're doing is we have that physical release of the emotional toxin. Yeah, just lay it. It's good, girl. God is so good. Even in the simple act of putting a heart sticky note on a cross or on the altar, leaving it behind, like the Samaritan woman left her water jar behind, and she also left all her burdens behind. When you're done, all right, we're winding down to the patient few at the end. All of them. Take each of the cards. What I want you to do, even if you only brought up the one toxin today, let's say you brought up fear, I want you to have the scripture card for all three toxins. Because inevitably, there are going to be things that you come across in the future that are going to need a scripture to replace it, and this is an easy way to have a scripture at hand. But if you guys will listen just for a minute about this, as you're determining the distractions and evaluating them, when you get into the terminate the toxin phase, I want you to go to scripture yourself. I've given you these because it's like crypt notes. I don't even know if they do those anymore. That you used to have those books. If you didn't read a book, you could read the short crypt notes and it tells you what to write your book report on or whatever. So this is like a small summation of a scripture. I mean, it's a real scripture, but it gives you a quick shortcut to replace the toxin with. So these are quick shortcuts. But as you move through determining the toxins, evaluating the toxins, I want you to go to God's word for yourself. Is there a scripture that speaks to your heart in a new way that will help you replace that toxin that you have? And that's the scripture you want to keep at hand. I keep it on sticky notes on my mirror, in my car, in my journal, in my Bible, wherever it is, in my kitchen. So that wherever it is, you have that scripture to immediately replace it when that thought starts. As you move through determining the toxins, evaluating the toxins, and terminating the toxin, we want to take our burdens to Jesus one at a time. One at a time, because we don't want to be so overwhelmed that we shut down. Select a scripture to replace that toxin, and as soon as that toxin becomes a thought, stop it. Stop it immediately and replace it with a scripture. As you do this, you will notice that you begin to think less about what you're thinking about and more about what God is doing in and through your life. It does work. I can promise you that. When our faith is high, our doubt is low. When our faith is high, our fear is low. When our faith is high, our shame and guilt are low. Don't allow those thoughts to bubble their way back up so your faith is low. You keep your faith at hand in front of you so that you can remember it rather than the negative thought. All right, we're going to move into, and these are quicker, the outline the plan and the execute the plan, a bit quicker because we are now standing in the freedom. We're standing firm in the freedom and the peace that God so desires us to have. You are standing in that freedom right now. Look at this. Is this not beautiful? I mean, that, think of the weight that those sticky notes carry. And you just left it behind. And like I said while you were all coming up here, it's amazing to look at your faces right now because you look lighter. You look more joyful just in that one act of bringing a burden to the cross and walking away with scripture. Stay in that. Stop those thoughts when they start and replace them. Oh, outline a plan. I told y'all I like a plan. I like a plan. You cannot hit a target if you don't have a target. We could throw darts at a wall, and I would never say this to my boys when they were little because they try it. What do you mean? I want to try it, Mom. You cannot hit a target unless you have one. You can throw darts at a blank wall all day long and not hit the same spot twice usually. When you have a bullseye, you're aiming for that bullseye. I want you to have a plan so that you can aim at the bullseye. Let's go back to, I call her Sam, y'all. I probably shouldn't. It's God's word. But Samaritan woman Sam to me. She's just Sam. 29 through 34, and then I'm going to skip down to 38. So 29. Now 28, we know that she left the water jar and went back to the town, and she said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. What? Do you really want people to go to someone that knows everything about you and be like, hey, You told her everything. No, but in that freedom and peace of where God has brought you, yes, I want you to go to the man that gave me the peace and the freedom. That's moving into a place of doing what God desires, living the best life we can live for Jesus. So she said, invitation, come and see the man. They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. They're with him every day. What do you mean that he has food they know nothing about? Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? Where are they, in the physical or spiritual? In the physical. And Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. 38. I'm going to skip down to 38. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. When we have a plan, when we have a plan to reap the benefits of what God desires to do in and through our lives, that plan will help us stop those toxic thoughts and replace them with truth. Spiritual health plan is what I call it. And this is it. Write these three statements down in your journal where you're doing your detox. I'm a journaler. I don't know about you guys. I got a notebook for everything, I feel like. Get a notebook. Write these things down. And write these three statements down. I am braver than I believe. I am smarter than I think. I am stronger than I seem. Because of Jesus. Think about what you're thinking about. But think about what fills you with passion in your spiritual health plan. Search the Bible for verses that set your spirit on fire. Write a dream that God has given you that only He can fulfill. I never dreamed I'd be moving to the Dominican Republic for 3 months, a little less than 3 months, to learn Spanish. But God put it in my heart. I wrote it down, and I started working towards it in prayer and submission. Start today. Start this today. Rely on Jesus. Hear His call. Listen. And then go. One small step at a time. Go. In the direction He's calling you. And do it one day at a time. Don't let the negative thoughts overwhelm you to where you stop because it's not working immediately or life gets too busy. One day at a time. Execute the plan. Well, I went too fast on that. I got trigger finger here. Execute the plan. We're going to look at verses 39 through 42. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything that I did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." When the disciples went into the town, what did they bring back for Jesus? Food. When the broken woman who left her burdens with Jesus at the well and went back in the town, what did she bring back? The village. All the people that had condemned her and ostracized her and didn't go to the well with her, she brought them back. She invited them to step into a relationship with Jesus. She planted a seed. Because she left her burdens behind, she was open to be able to live out what God desired, which was for her to bring people back to Him. When we leave those emotional toxins behind, we are able to share Jesus in a new way. we're able to experience Jesus in a new way when we leave those toxins behind. Review, God bless you, whoever that was. Review your toxins often. If you need to make a new list, make a new list. Look at the deceptions. Replace it with the truth. Make sure when you make those lists of deceptions, those distractions, the emotional toxins, that you are feeling the feelings. Go through the five steps. Remember, the five steps. Determine the distractions. Evaluate the meaning, the feeling. Terminate the toxin. You're going to outline a plan so that you can go back to determine the distractions, evaluate the feelings, terminate the toxin again. It's a process. It's not one and done. It's like peeling an onion. You get the skin off, you cut the ends off, whichever way you do it, it's one layer at a time. Keep your spiritual eyes open because Jesus is going to show you what it is he desires you to see. Hear God's guidance. Don't let your feelings and your emotions and everything get you going so fast that you're just ignoring all the other things. Stop. Pause. Take a deep breath. When there are too many pieces moving around, especially in your head, it can overwhelm you. Take that thought captive one at a time. Just work on one at a time. Practical tips of executing the plan. Focus on God. Pray for daily direction. Allow scripture to train your mind. As you get into the stopping the distraction, replacing it with the scripture, you're going to train yourself that as soon as it starts, you're going to stop it and replace it with the scripture. It becomes a habit. If there is a fellow Christian that you can lean on, do that. Lean on them to help you. Be honest with them, transparent with them, so they can help you stay focused. Follow your plan. I gave you an outline of a plan. Make your own. Make a plan that is meaningful and purposeful for you to overcome these toxins. Follow the plan. And then I want you to celebrate all the goodness that God has done in your life. We talked about that. We sang about that earlier. I want you to bring the village back. I don't want you just to think in the physical. I want you to think in the spiritual. I just want to read this. I want you to close your eyes and listen to this. And I'm going to read this to you, and then we're going to head into the stretch it out. All right, so then let's do this. Instead of me just reading it to you, I want you to read it back to me. Or read it back. I want you to say it back to me. And this is a declaration. A declaration of what we believe and know that our lives can be when we allow God to guide and lead us through a detox of our emotional toxins. So, the first line is, God is good and I am His. Repeat it. And believe it. Believe it, right? The next one. I am filled with God's spirit of power, love, and self-control. Another version that I read was of sound mind. If any of you question sometimes, am I crazy? Do I make sense? Remember that God has told you. That's a promise. It's in the Word. You're of sound mind. You're not crazy. You're not losing it. God has it. The next line. I trust Him in all things. Now make sure you do that. Make sure that you trust God in all things. Not just a little bit. Not just the gene. Not just a little bit. But in all things. You trust Him with your faith. Trust Him with your health. Trust Him with your kids. Trust Him with your husband, your family, the non-believers, the believers. You trust Him in all things. The next one. I will serve Him by staying focused on His word. I will serve him by staying focused on his word. Keep those scriptures in front of you. Keep reading over them. And I'm going to be the first to say, I stink at memorizing verses. Stink. I have such an inability at times, most of the time, to memorize verses. I know Jesus wept. That's a verse I know. So I keep these cards. I keep sticky notes of scripture everywhere to remind me of God's goodness, to remind me of God's truth, to remind me of God's love. The next one. God bless you. I am created to live an excellent life for Jesus. I am created to live an excellent life with Jesus. If I could say that word, excellent life. He wants you to live an excellent life. Not only do we have the promise of heaven, we have the promise of His Holy Spirit to live a great life with Him right now. Now, that might not mean that you have a bunch of money in the bank and your house is all fixed and your car's running right. But guess what? When all those what-ifs are happening, even if it happens, God is still with you. God is still good. That doesn't make Him bad. And the last line we're going to read is, I am free. I am free. My friends, you are free. You are free to live the life that God desires for you. You're free to live the life God desires, the work that God desires. I'm getting tongue-tied. The work that God desires to do in and through your life. And that, my friends, is the last of the five steps of the detox. And I pray that God has spoken to you individually today and that you feel that freedom right now and that lunch is a new and freeing place for you as you've left these emotional toxins behind.